Hey, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I'd like to direct you to my Chamber of Geodes.
Ooh,
I know, right?
They look plain on the outside, but they're beautiful on the inside.
I know, they're wonderful, metaphor. Aren't they? Yeah, I love them. They're just like me. My mom said I'm a geode boy. And I like them because, you know, they just have endless secrets within.
Mm-hmm.
You open up a geode and you can just stare at it for miles.
Yep.
How that old expression goes. So I've got one here. This is a sealed geode. I bought it, you know, sealed from the factory, and we're gonna bust it open, and it's gonna tell us what game we're gonna play.
That sounds good.
Here's a chisel.
All right,
and you get to work on that.
Okay. Tink, tink, tink.
Okay.
Tink.
Oh, I see. It's tink, crowning.
Tink.
Tink. Okay.
Tink.
Hey, Spelunky. Spelunky's awesome.
Neat.
That's great. Like, I don't like it as much as everyone else in the world does, but I still like it. Like, I still think it's. Oh wait, hold on.
Wait,
there's some geode dust.
Oh,
some dreams. Let me. Yeah.
To serve man.
To serve man spelunker. Serve men spelunker. God damn it.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're men. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah. This week.
This week we are playing Spelunker, or have played Spelunker.
Yeah.
We are in the same room.
Yeah.
As
and we played it in the same room.
Probably here. Yeah. We are passing back and forth. We are hot seating it.
Hot seating quick.
Yeah. This was suggested by Joseph Leonard.
Oh, okay.
Who also drew the Spelunky comparison.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, saying he has no idea why we haven't done it yet. But he was the only person who recommended it.
Well, that's very demanding,
Joseph,
but we'll forgive you this once. We're going to say Spelunky a lot, too, I think.
Oh,
or at
yeah,
least I
we're
will.
Gonna, we're going to trip over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, and this has to be intentional, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, Spelunky is a... I mean, even when you play it,
mm-hmm.
Spelunky is like a reference or a riff on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. We passed it back and forth a lot because it's really hard, and that's the kind of defining feature of Spelunker.
Yeah. So this is one of the premier Kusoge games.
Yeah.
Right? I know about it mostly from the Retronauts. How whenever it would show up on a new virtual console, it would be a subject of derision.
Yeah, you can just listen to like Chris Kohler like sigh about it. Yeah, and it's actually I was surprised by how little I hated it. I didn't like it. I wouldn't like, but I was like, the reasonable amount of fun, like doing stuff. It's just really obtuse.
Yeah.
What makes this game super hard, Cole?
Well, we're going to repeat a lot of the stuff we said while we were playing, just because it's an unusual thing. But like, it's hard because it doesn't work the way you think a platformer ought to. Like, it's incredibly early. It was made in like 84, and then the NES version was 85, which puts it as part of the kind of the first wave of these things. And so stuff that you take it for granted that you can do, like fall any amount of distance, just isn't
you can't fall as far as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because I'm not robust. Like, my constitution is low. If I fall, I should break all my bones, but I don't. And he can't fall. Like, he can fall one Spelunker length.
Not to be fair, if I fell 5 or 6 feet,
it would hurt. Like, I might sprain my ankle.
Yeah.
I don't think I would just, like, spontaneously die from it, though.
Yeah.
If
I was faced with a 6 foot drop, I would probably like get down on my knees and try and hang down.
Yeah, you could hang down a 6 foot drop, no problem though.
Yeah,
like you do that right now.
Yeah,
but we can go do that right now if you know a place.
Go down
to Cincy Hang.
Yeah, it's cool. In my backyard, I have actually built a 6 foot wall so we can put this to the test.
For army training.
You know what? I'm just so tired of all your talk.
Yes. Like you say you can drop 6 feet. But let's see.
Yeah. I rented a cherry picker.
Yeah. Like, get on the sky, Jack. And so you fall really easily. And you
fall for no reason at all.
For no reason, and you die whenever you fall. And if you jump down, like if you fall more than your jump height, I think is what it actually is. Mm-hmm. And your jump height is nothing. Like you have a very, you know, almost realistic jump height. And the other problem with it is you can't, your momentum won't carry you over any gap,
right,
no matter how small. So if there's a pixel between you and the edge of this elevator and the thing, you have to jump it,
mm-hmm,
or you'll fall through the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, which again is something that I feel like I can do is like, if this was real life, you couldn't walk through a graded floor. Like you'd walk over and immediately just fall like through it.
Oh, like you're some kind of Jello man.
Like, yeah, yeah. You'd sluice on through to the other side. Like that old number.
You just extrude.
Yeah.
Looks like a Play-Doh Fun Factory,
you'd be the
but with a dude.
Slizzard King.
Ooh. is that some kind of like new version of the Doors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd sluice on through the other side as the Slizzard King. Slizzard sounds gross.
Yeah, that sounds.
It sounds like a euphemism.
Yes, it does. Go
cruising for slizzards.
Sorry, I don't know how to make a snake
like
sound.
Lot lizards and then sliz is already being like one of my least favorite / favorite euphemisms for like troll and tang, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, lot lizard.
Yeah.
Is that a trucker term?
That's a trucker term for just a woman who has sex with you in a parking lot and they become a lot lizard. It sounds like a street sharks or like a biker mice from Mars. Like
it does.
Like the lot lizards service the samurai pizza cats like when they're between deliveries.
I'm just picturing a lot of shabbily dressed women like sunning themselves on a gray Hyundai like it's a rock. Yeah,
With I don't know if lizards have multiple breasts, but I'm imagining them with like a weird
they don't have any
eight part bikini. Yeah, they're just wearing a bikini over their like weird lizard genitals.
Oh, you're making me hot.
Like lizards have genitals, right?
Mm. No, they bud. They're like sponges.
Yeah, yeah, like a gremlin.
Yep,
they have to do it somehow. Just never seen like if you ever lift up a lizard, it just looks like it's flat down there.
Oh, it's. I think that they have a cloacal system.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're like chickens. They do the kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where they just
yeah they just back their, docking yeah. procedures.
Yep. <Yeah. laughs> As blue net new places. Yeah. Da, da, da. Just ramming two lizards backward into each other like their action
more
figures.
More lizard.
You're conducting the world's grossest orchestra.
Yeah. Orgasmstra. Yeah. Lizards orgasm, right? I don't actually know.
You always hear these contradictory things. You hear like, oh, only humans have sex for pleasure, but that's...
But then there's those monkeys that just masturbate
constantly.
All the time. And then there's those lady monkeys that have the gigantic clitori that like mm-hmm. will become so engorged that they have sex as if they were a peni.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those guys are... Those guys know what's up.
They've got it figured out.
Yeah. They know what's up. Yeah.
Yeah. But you will sluice through all of this. And that was the most common... The most common cause of death for us, I think, is either missing these jumps, forgetting that you have to jump to clear any kind of ledge, and then these vines that if you're just walking past them, you'll always stop and grab onto them, revealing this character's assless chaps.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's a YouTube pop tour and a Bono figure.
Yeah.
But if you're jumping past those, you have to stop pressing forward and only press up.
Yeah, because you will pass through them if you're in the air.
Yeah, and if you're pressing to the upper right, you mm-hmm. pass through them. You have to be... They have no sense of gravity if you're jumping. Like, mm-hmm. you have to be... Stop pressing forward and just press up.
Yeah.
It's really tricky.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, it's just like a... the guy who made this, I think, made Lode Runner as well, and it kind of seems like Lode Runner-y.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a little bit like Spelunky. You just can't go mm-hmm. through, get keys... Get bombs, run away from ghosts.
Yeah, the ghost was actually kind of frightening to me. Like, or I guess, ooh, I was so spookified.
Shit out of me.
No, but it's like you have this ghost, and it took us a while, not forever, because we played it for the half hour, but it took us a while to figure out how to use our air cannon.
Well, and that's a kind of interesting, too, right? That mm-hmm. you're like your life meter that's constantly depleting, but it's also your ammo to get rid of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had to figure out how to get past the ghost, where you have to just make sure you have enough clearance, like horizontal clearance, to spray it away long enough.
Yeah.
Not the worst game idea in the world.
No.
Like, not the stupidest thing I've ever played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a bat that constantly pissed on you. It was miniature kaboom.
Yeah, the bat was constantly shitting and screeching.
Yeah, as bats do.
He was in constant state of orgasm. He's just having, you know, batgasm.
I'm trying to think of a guano pun, but I cannot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I failed.
It's okay. I imagine that's what happens with bats orgasm, right? Just that's where guano comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You fertilize your garden with, you know, just commercial grade cum, just a big bag that you find down at the Home Depot.
From down, you go pick up a 6-pack of pleasure bats and then you put them in your roost and just start spraying clutch.
Just picturing a bat coop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so. You die a lot, and it was a source of comedy, right? Like, yeah. This isn't I Want to Be the Guy level of stuff, but it's very much, you know.
I like, almost guarantee he played this, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's elements to it that are, like, I Want to Be the Guy type traps.
Yeah, like a floor that'll give out, that, you know, and obviously you can't go. You have these little hills that sometimes are geysers, but regardless, if you step over the non-active ones, they'll bounce you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of kind too. They pay mind to sequencing because there are some that can't hurt you, like they can't push you. That you just kind of play with them to see how they work before you do, mm-hmm. you know, use them next to a drop.
It was the kind of thing that I want to watch a speedrun of because I wonder if speedrunners use them.
Yeah,
because you move a little quicker on them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it goes down to that level of detail. Yeah.
Also, I was surprised that there's persistence between the screens because you drop those bombs. And then you can walk away. It has Jekyll and Hyde level stupid bomb radius.
Yeah, there's not a set delineation. Yeah. So you don't know how far away you have to get from the bomb.
The sprite kind of doesn't overlap. Just while we're taking a tour of the mechanics, too, we were talking about those ghosts, but like you're using air, right?
Yeah.
You have oxygen because you're down here in this oppressive cave.
Yeah.
Everything else is adapted to it, I suppose.
You have to pick up little tiny microscopes to get air.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the stupidest idea I've ever played for a game. Like, this has a reputation, which we talked about, which is an American game and was like in America was a minor hit, but in Japan became this cultural icon.
Yeah.
Like
you were looking it up, but there are some terms that actually came out of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's, it's like it contributed to slang. Like there's this word in Japanese that means, that means constitution of a spelunker, and they use it for athletes who are prone to injury from minor causes. Mm-hmm. So if somebody like pitches and then like is out for a season, they get this name applied to them. That means constitution of a spelunker from this.
That's pretty crazy.
Which is, yeah, just like, wow, that's interesting. We played 3D game.heroes or dot game heroes for Bonfireside Chat. And that has a reference to this, and there are lots of references to it.
Mm-hmm.
It always shows up on Virtual Console really early on, as we mentioned earlier. It's because it's beloved overseas.
Yeah.
Which is real weird.
But I just, for as early as this was, I'm surprised at how functional it is and how, I mean, like, I was having fun with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's not bad by any means. Like, I mean, it's bad. Like, I'm not going to just keep playing it, but, like, when we were playing, I was thinking about, like, if I had this as a kid, I would have played it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and would have been probably fine with it and would have gotten really far in it.
And we were getting our legs under us. Like, if one of us took, you know, more than one, you know, turn, you know, like the longer we played, the more kind of fluid and smooth.
Yeah, you eventually kind of get it because it is predictable. Yeah. The ways in which it's not optimized or not kind are really predictable.
Yeah.
So really, it's the Dark Souls of Nintendo games.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. This is a precursor to Dark Souls.
We should probably cover it for Bonfireside Chat
point. I feel tremendously respected as a player.
Episode arc.
Four episodes.
One on each area. What's the lore of? There's no names or anything. It's just you just start out in a place.
I think there are names on the Atari one.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a story too. There's like a manual. I was reading a little bit about that.
Like it's all one big thing too. Like, and I like that idea.
Yeah,
that
like a big interconnected
underground. Like you don't just go to like here's a different color cavern. It's just you pass this idol, you get a little tune, and then all of a sudden you're just in this. Yeah. So like it feels like a massive thing as opposed to a bunch of like disconnected.
You can imagine how it influenced Mr. Spelunky Man.
Yeah.
when I was looking online for stuff, there's a real illustration of different ways that GameFAQs people handle copyright. So the second fact writer, Zardoz.
Zardoz
says, this copyright notice. Since I'll never be able to make any money off this fact, you violating my copyright will cost me $0 in damages. Therefore, there's not much I could sue you for. Also, I'm pretty sure this fact on Splunker won't increase my eliteness. So do whatever you want with it. So that seems reasonable, right?
Defeatist, yeah.
A little defeatist, but like, he's right.
Yeah.
But then this S.A. Aldrich guy, who is like the patron saint of Splunky, or Splunker, if you look at it, he says, this walkthrough is great for me, blah, blah, blah. All copyright laws apply. If in any case the reader steals, sells, modifies, or even copies word from word from this guide, I will take the law into hands and sue the criminal. Plagiarism is a serious crime. So it is a tale of two GameFAQs mindsets here for the same game.
Oh, I just love the idea of being litigious, like putting on your clip-on tie, going down to the local bar. It's the saddest thing I can think of,
like seeing this guy go down to represent this in court.
Yeah,
it's like those people who wear a suit and carry a briefcase to telemarketing jobs.
Yeah,
like what's in that briefcase? Like I've your seen lunch? That. Yeah, oh. Like there's nothing in there. He also has a whole section in the tip section about things to call the player or the character when you're mad, but he doesn't explain it all. It's just like, you know, patience is the key. The sharp rock rule, and then it's insults for the maggot.
The maggot being the character.
Yeah,
of
he's the maggot. It's not, you know, but it's just really weird. You can call him maggot, midget, doof, frigate, which is a boat. little blue red hatted doofus, and he spells doofus D-U-F-A-S. So it sounds like an acronym for a United Nations.
Doofus.
Yeah. Doofus. Doofus. who's so weak he couldn't pick up a newspaper. That's specific. Fireman, blue boy, or suspenders. So those last couple are not.
Just describing them.
Yeah, he's a hero. Can you call him a fireman?
Hey, tall guy, glasses, beardy,
yeah,
plaid.
Yeah. Hey, standing. Like, hey, you know, hey, person. The hey, you spelunker.
Well, that sounds like a slur.
That does sound like a slur.
It sounds like he said it with hate in your heart. So.
Yeah, like spelunker. Or you just put anything in front of spelunker.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whatever you're spelunking.
Mm-hmm.
Like egg.
A lot of misunderstandings. A lot of very preventable deaths.
Yeah.
You know, when you're caving.
The since this is not a bad game, mm-hmm. and it's so simple, I want to tell you about. We can go back to Splunker, but I'll tell you about something interesting I did.
Okay.
My friend Derek was in town, and you may not know this about my roommate, Brayton Cameron, but his cousin is a professional wrestler. And I went and watched a, it's like semi-pro. It's not the big wrestling thing, but went and watched a bunch of wrestling for the first time, pro wrestling. Did you ever go down that hole? Were you a pro wrestling kid at all?
No, I think like a lot of kids in my time, I think before, is because the inoculation hadn't been invented, I was succumbed to Hulkamania.
Mm.
Just because
early, I remember liking the Hulk as well.
Yeah, before, you know, the recent unpleasantness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All of that. But yeah, no, I had a Hulk. My brother Chris was more into
it. He was a wrestle boy.
Yeah, he was a wrestle boy and he watched that stuff. But he was like 5 years older than me, so I think he hit it like in Jake the Snake kind of times, you know.
I all my friends did that too, and I just pretended to like it, but I never actually liked it. And I remember kind of like liking that. I was like, oh, Ultimate Warrior's cool. And it's a mean anything. No, he's not. Like, why? If you had just cornered, I wish somebody had just like cornered me and humiliated me as a kid and be like, why do you think he's cool? What's cool about him? And then I would have just been like, oh, well, shit, you know, reconsider my 7 years of existence. But the it was really fun and really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like
when you went today.
Yeah. When I went. Yeah.
Or they like here recently.
Yeah, last weekend.
Yeah.
It's in a big like VFW hall,
mm-hmm.
and they serve like a whole table full of funeral foods, like hot dogs, slow cooker hot dogs and stuff.
Oh yeah, like a strip club buffet meal.
Yeah. And then they do four tapings, which is a lot. Like mm-hmm. it's a long day of watching this wrestling, but I was surprised by how fun and funny it was. There were a couple, even though it was like, you know, local. There were a couple guys with gimmicks. There's a guy who I really liked who was like the gentleman brawler who had like a big handlebar mustache and came out to like old putting on the Ritz style music and like a smoking jacket with a bunch of little kids that had the same mustache he had. And then his gimmick was the same as Soda Popinski's. He had like a tonic, like grandpa's tonic in his jacket. And he kept having these wrestling, like he would get into the situation where he'd be on the ropes and about to be knocked out. And he'd reach in the corner to get his tonic. And then his tonic powered him up and he'd win. And then one point, the enemy who is a vaping themed wrestler.
Fuck you.
I know, it's true. I'm not kidding. He like came out to like dubstep and vaping, and then like his thing was vaping.
Was he doing vape tricks?
He did not. There were no vape tricks. Were he not didn't reloaded. Enter the vape tricks. He did not enter the vape tricks. It was not a vape tricks revolution. But he, in order to get back at the gentleman brawler guy, took his tonic and was like, haha, and poured it all over him while he's down, and it just powered him up superpower, and he freaked out and got like mega power. It was really funny. Like, I was just like, this is so, like, it's really stupid, but it's meant to, like, I mean, yeah, I was like, I'm not supposed to take this guy's Soda Popinski powers seriously, but it was really amazing. Like, I was just like, what is happening? Like, I can't, like, the first time it happened where he's, like, reaching for his tonic and then got it and, like, started winning, I was like, what is this actually, like, I asked Brayton, because I kept asking him questions. He knows he's way into wrestling and watches it. And I was just like, was this real? Mm-hmm. Like, is this what, and he's like, yeah, that's his thing. He drinks tonic and gets superpowers. And there was a guy who was a vampire.
Okay.
As his theme.
Kind of biting the Undertaker's steez a bit.
Well, he used to be part of like a three vampire squad in a real wrestling thing. Like,
oh, Dracula Force 5?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's part of Nosferatu Force 3. And they, but he, like the other two guys, I was like, what happened to the other guy? He's like, well, one of them retired and one of them's no longer a vampire. I was like, oh, okay. But there's one guy who's a vampire who, one, was one of the least pleasant looking people I've seen. Like, he's had like really long, greasy blonde hair.
Yeah.
And just kind of that like old leathery like fat blonde guy.
Oh, like Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Yeah, he kind of looked like that. But he had like vampire things going on, and he used to like spit blood at the audience and stuff. It was like, there were a lot of weird theme wrestlers.
Yeah.
But
so like at that like mid to low tier, the risk is that it's going to be entirely like silly, or that it's going to be entirely too serious.
If it
like,
was, yeah, if
like
it was,
we're pro.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and that would have been a problem.
Yeah,
because it's not real.
Like, but it's real to me, damn it.
It's so, when you're actually there, it is so unreasonably clear what's not happening. And it's still like they're still slamming each other on the ground, and people
they're still doing physically demanding
things, like, people can get hurt.
Yeah,
it's just the punches that are so obviously fake.
Yeah,
you know. And then there was also a thing where one of the guys had this, like, he had a loaded boot, which I guess is the thing where you get like a super boot that is heavy, so you kick better.
So you can walk over the miniature piranha plants.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Just got the Kariba shoe.
That guy's gimmick, the piranha plant guy.
Yeah.
The piranha panther, they called him.
really mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah. But
one of those should be an adjective. It can't be two nouns. I'm sorry, PP, but
sorry, PP. Sorry, PP. The other guy was just kept trying to get his shoe off. And I was thinking about how much I wanted to watch a wrestling match where it was just two big burly like MMA beef boys and they're just trying to get each other's shoes off, because it was very funny to like watch them scramble to like him try to get his shoe off. Like, it's really hard to get someone's shoe off if they don't want you to get it off. And like, why isn't that a sport? Like, what can we do to make that a sport?
And if you just, it'd be like Quidditch, right? You just get like a small fast kid.
Yeah. That would be one guy's gimmick. Another guy would be like heavy, so it's hard to get him off his feet. Mm-hmm. Then there'd be like, you know, Jake the Lace Roberts,
you get like a dominatrix with boots that go all the way.
Yeah,
up
like thigh highs. Yeah. And those would be like the different gimmicks. And then like it makes me want to learn how to program and make that as like an indie game. I don't know what's a good name for it, but like taking somebody's shoe off against their will is an act of violence that I find quaint and funny.
Oh, you just call it Boot Brute.
Yeah, Boot Brutes. Yeah. Yeah. Brought to you by Fruit Brute.
Yep. Like, exactly. It's the cereal clone. Boot Fruit Ranch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm kind of picturing that being almost like a Horsemaster style Twine game.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty reasonable way to do
it. Yeah, nobody steal this idea from me. Yeah,
please. Original character, do not steal.
Yeah, it counts as copyright to record something.
Yeah.
As long as we mail the MP, like a USB drive to ourselves.
You know I do. They're super cheap. I just sweep around at a conference and I grab all of them.
So we get our, when I get a USB drive from like, you know, dorkle.net.
The Dorkle.
Yeah, Dorkle. Your source, like, they revolutionized home something delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just checking the time real quick. Yeah. So what I think would be fun would be an announcer at one of those.
Because,
like, you have to be into it. Like, you get a brief on all the characters, like, gimmicks and their beefs and stuff, and you really, like, lean into it. Did they have that?
They did, but the acoustics were such that you couldn't hear anything anyone said. There were like, they'd come out and try to get us pumped.
Yeah.
And it just like didn't really work. We couldn't understand. They did like a costume contest and stuff, and we couldn't really understand it. And then the last one, there's a bunch of storyline stuff, because apparently there's a character, an actual old wrestler guy named the Grappler. He's Grappler 1. And then in this thing, there's Grappler 3, who's a bad guy. And he has an evil manager. Like, anytime somebody comes out with a manager, the manager's just going to cheat for them.
Mm-hmm.
But Grappler 3 won dishonorably against a crowd favorite. And then a guy came out who said he was Grappler 1, but then his psychologist came out and said he's been treating him and he's not actually the Grappler 1. But so you could kind of catch the gist of it. It was like watching something in another language. Like, you couldn't really understand what anyone was saying.
Yeah.
But you can catch it. But like, there's a lot of dialogue I missed.
Somebody comes out in Sigmund Freud glasses. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just So yeah, we couldn't understand the cool story stuff. There wasn't as much of it as I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at that level, it just sounds like theater.
That's what it is at the
major level where like WrestleMania is like a soap opera, like all of that. But like down at a local thing, like you said, they're taping. So like, are they distributing this on DVD?
It shows up on a Portland channel. Mm-hmm. Like, not, it's not quite, like, it's local access, but it's not the same local access I used to watch the woman give voices to the kittens on. It's not that one, I don't think.
I forgot about her.
I really got to find that again. But then it also shows up on YouTube. Like, they have a YouTube channel. It's, like, fairly successful and stuff. And the guys, the people who do it get paid.
Nice.
And stuff. So it's not, it's somewhere between, like, backyard wrestling and then real wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to do the backyard wrestling game for this show.
Yeah, at some point.
I think it just entered the.
Who's the celebrity that's in that?
ICP.
There we go.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Violent Dope and Shaggy J.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
those guys
asking how minerals work.
Okay, yeah. Shaggy J's have orgasms, right?
I believe so.
Okay,
not in a way like that we flip can them understand. Up,
they don't have. Okay,
yeah, no, it's more of like a Ken doll situation.
Okay.
It's kind of like that scene in 40 Days and 40 Nights where he gets her off by blowing a feather across her tummy.
There we go.
Yeah, except you have to do that with a Shaggy J.
Yeah, you just gotta spray Faygo up his belly button until it eventually reaches his xiphoid process and stimulates his clown glands,
and just the white blotchiness spreads a little bit more each time. You'll have a certain number of clown gasms. Before you
and when you're doing it, like, you're like caressing his face, and then like later you're looking in the mirror and your fingertips are white. Yeah, and then it's just like that's Twitter chillers.
And thus the slow transformation into a bounce castle begins. Yeah,
until you become
that's the mature form of a Shaggy J.
Does Shaggy J ever tell anyone he's gonna make them about their his bounce castle? Because that, like, I'm trying to think what that implies, but I don't like it. I'm gonna take my shoes off and jump in you.
All the kids are invited. No.
Yeah, these are Shaggy's kids.
Every day is a birthday party. We spend so much time talking about clown biology.
They're interesting. They're not like us. Someday we're gonna actually meet like a clown. Like, we're gonna get mail from somebody. Well, if God willing, but we're gonna actually like meet somebody. Like, somebody's gonna write us and be like, "Hey, I'm a clown," and then that's and then we just had to have them on to interview.
Well, yeah, because like I don't know, they're fine.
No, I'm sure they're fine. I met somebody recently who used to professionally tie balloon animals.
Oh, that sounds
like clown adjacent.
Yeah, that is very much in the close up entertainment realm.
Yeah.
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 Like, could they make stuff on demand?
Oh, yeah. Until arthritis kind of like, or not arthritis, but something with her hands, like she can't really do it anymore.
Oh.
She kind of like, she used to do it. And then, she was saying how she brought up, balloon tying people as having like a scuzzy reputation, as if like everyone just knew that. And I was like, no, that's not a widely
held. That's not a stereotype.
Like, no, nobody knows that except for you. Like, I believe you.
Yeah.
But this is like, me saying this on the air now is now the most number of people who will know that. Like, that's it. Like,
some handful of thousand people will all of a sudden walk every street fair with a little bit of dread in their hearts.
Because now they'll know, because prior to that, who knew that?
Always took them to be so literate. Like, my biggest exposure to them is asking one to make me a Robert Frost.
Yeah. There was one at that really bad magic show I went to who made, I can't remember if I told you about this amid all the racism when I talked about the All-American Magic Show, but he made a life-size Harley Davidson like motorcycle out of balloons for a kid, and the kid could not care less. Like, it was like kind of sad, and if the guy wasn't such a racist piece of shit, I would have felt worse for him.
Did he do that like on stage?
He wheeled out this, like, yeah, he didn't make one. He wheeled it out. He had made it previously.
Yeah. Like,
wheeled out this Harley. And the kid was just like, yeah, you know, like, what am I going to do with that? Like, you know,
can't put that space in the car. For this.
Yeah. I can't put it in my room. Like, it's a life size Harley Davidson made out of balloons. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
We have to keep those in garages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
man, this thing isn't going to protect me if I need to go into a controlled skid.
No. No, you can't do anything with it. You can't, like, it's just going to pop slowly.
Yeah, a lot of pops save lives, though.
That is true. That is true. Yeah.
So, I mean, this wrestling thing sounds like it was a really good time.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, like, 4.5 hours, it would have been way better. Like, it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty sick of it by the end. But yeah. If it had been like 2 tapings, then there's nothing that says you have to stay for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to. Yeah. But if it were just like, and it's like, I think it's like 10 bucks or five bucks. It's not expensive for a lot of, if you're like way into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tons of people that like went every month and really loved it. It's once a month, which is a good, you know, time frame for that kind of thing. Like, I would go again. Like, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get like turn into a wrestling guy now, but like live, it's going to be like baseball. Like, I'll watch live baseball, but I'd never watch televised baseball in a million years. Like, I'll go to a baseball game, though, because it's kind of an experience.
Is there alcohol?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Which is maybe smart, because, like, the people there seemed like they had drinking problems. Okay. Or some of them did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's not alcohol. That would have made it, like, that would make it pretty special. If they ever do, like, a big, like, an annual, like, super championship or something, and they have in a bigger venue and they have booze, that'd be pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah, every once in a while down here at the U.S. Bank Arena, they get like monster truck events or, you know, wrestling, stuff like that. I'm always tempted to go just out of like curiosity, but I don't know if that would just be a nonstop panic attack with the crowd.
Yeah. I'm into doing shit like that. If you just like, why not? Like,
I'll
go to that.
It's an experience. Like, yeah. I've talked about my demolition derby experience.
Yeah. Why not? Like, just, you know, then you've been to a demolition derby.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Spelunky.
Yeah, that's not Spelunky.
Spelunker.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Did you get real hard into Spelunky?
I like it. For me, it's more fun watching people, and that's pretty strange because I don't generally like watching people play games, like Let's Plays and stuff. For a while, when people were doing like the daily challenge runs and like uploading those to like Spelunky Club, those were always fun because people commentated them.
So, you know, like watching somebody be really good at something and then talk about why.
Like I would put Spelunky in the category of like Binding of Isaac for me, actually.
Yeah.
Where like I'll watch your videos because you're like, it's like Binding of Isaac school.
Yeah,
and I know
yeah.
that I just haven't developed the instincts yet.
I really thought I would be way into it. And I think that Noted Sweetheart, if it was a different Noted Sweetheart, I apologize, but I think Noted Sweetheart Brian Wade bought it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you're gonna love this. And it makes sense for me to love it.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't catch for me.
Yeah.
And I think it appeals because it has some of that Isaac DNA, but the things that I really love about Isaac, which is the ridiculous variety of like verbs that you get, aren't really a thing. In Spelunky. And Spelunky didn't do it for me, even though like so many people who I like really like and trust, Zach from Video Games Hot Dog is always just like, why are they still making video games? They're still Spelunky. And I'm like, I never had that experience with that game. Like, I never felt like it was that for me. Like, oh, this is video games now.
Yeah.
Never had it.
I dig it. I like that I have it on my Vita because I can just play
maybe a better format for me. Like, if I ever get a Vita, maybe I'll pick it up on that and that would be a good way to play it.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, that's Spelunky. Previous to that was Spelunker.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. Actually, like, it's not the best thing, but it's also not the worst. Like, this is a secret redemption.
Yeah, which is a weird thing to say because it's a legendarily bad game. Yeah. But
it also probably, like, the fact that we played it together in the same room.
Yeah, it was more fun. Like,
So.
Yeah. Yeah, not, it's not that bad for having this reputation. I just, you know. The truly bad things are always not known, I feel like. That's all. I don't have anything to follow up. It's just like the, like if you're gonna find something really, really bad, it probably is not
it's gonna be something for like an old Atari computer.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess there are some exceptions. Like X-Men NES is like one of the worst games I've ever played, and that's pretty well renowned. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of these just legendarily bad games are not actually that bad.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
So thank you, Joseph, for recommending that.
Yeah.
It was a good one for us to play together.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Thanks. And don't drop out of clown college.
The transformation will happen soon.
Yes, you'll get your degree. So if you like the show and want to listen to it more, please do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want to support it financially, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yep, that's part of why we're in the same room. Like, we're able to afford stuff like this talk we're going to. I don't know when this particular episode's coming out, but like, Gary's out here and like chilling around Cincinnati, and we're doing all this stuff.
We're able to do a lot more live stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye out, because we are doing another live show in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have details and figure that out, we'll announce it.
Yeah.
And ratings, reviews,
tweets. I think so. Check out the store, duckfeed.tv/store, for the premium episodes. We have Last Action Hero and Daikatana up. Mm-hmm. And then we've got one about, what's the one we did most recently?
Skeleton Warriors?
Yes, we've got one about Skeleton Warriors that's going to hit the...
And people like that episode. That has a good reputation, which I wasn't necessarily expecting, because it's not very goofy, but it gets by on a lot of charm, I think.
like Skeleton Warriors itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But if you want to get those when they come out and have a hand in voting for them, the Patreon has that information as well.
Yeah. So all those things recommended. Until next time, who is Zardoz?
Who is? See, it's such a temptation just to wholesale steal the Zardoz bit from Flophouse.
Yeah, I don't know the bit. Is it who is Zardoz? What's their flop bit?
No. I'll show you the video.
Okay.
But yes.
Who is
Zardoz?
Me and Derek played the Angel Quiz.
Oh yeah.
So I got to see some of the things that we didn't do, and they're all still pretty good.
Okay.
Like
Any highlights?
The one with the lady where the tiger you summon tigers. We summoned the army, and it put in a bunch of like intangible tanks that weren't real, because the guy started just shooting at them randomly in the middle of nowhere, and the bolts were going through the tanks.
That seems so dangerous.
It was really weird. And then one of the tanks blew up like an asset. Like, there was just like a textureless, like a textureless tube, and blew it up. So, but yeah, I think we picked most of the good ones. Oh, and the one with the dog where you make the dog talk.
Okay.
You can make the dog take a shit as well. And that one's really good.
Okay.
Because everyone in the party like screams and runs and everything. And
that's where you can have the sheep talking.
Oh, yeah. We had the sheep talk, but you can have a dog come in and take a shit instead. And everyone freaks out. And then God is like, what were you thinking? Like, well, I thought that if a dog came in
and used
the bathroom and no. And you get smited, and it's pretty good. But I think we chose most of the great good responses.
Well, how do you like it?
I liked it.
Okay, cool. You can't not.
Yeah, you can't. Nobody dislikes the Angel Quiz. It should have a Metacritic of like 99. It should be higher than GTA 4.
No one can stop Zoo Dog.
No one can stop Zoo Dog.